This episode of In Deep is brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Go to tweakedaudio.com, use code IDS, 33% off, free shipping worldwide, and a lifetime guarantee. Do it.
The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep.
The Big B, Shawnee, the Queen, Drew Baby, and Mark, the Dark Wild.
Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You're down. I'm going deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You're down.
And I smell it. I have to go deep.
Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from now on, yeah. Everything I do is gonna be funky.
Cause I can smell it, it's in the air. And
from
welcome back, everybody, to the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. So happy to have you back here with me. Well, not technically just with me. I have a crew, a cast of characters. What the fuck was that? Wow.
But why you look right at me like I'm like, mad?
Because I'm like, her mic is away. Yeah, okay. Oh. All right, DJ Cool. As I said, I have a cast of characters with me.
Sorry, I did that on purpose.
I have right. With me, Mark the Doc Wally.
What's up, everybody? Y'all ready to roll? Let's have some fun.
I have, damn it, Gina.
Welcome. Hi.
And I have the queen of IDS, first lady, Queenie, y'all.
Hey, people. Thank you for pushing play. And I'd like to welcome the Pope in town. Somebody pass on our show to him. Thank you.
This is going to be a quick recording. The show's going to be about maybe 7.5 to 15 minutes long because we actually have a dinner outing with the Pope this evening.
I can't wait to see him.
He wanted to... y'all can do that shit in y'all house and let whatever spirits curse you.
Conjure up.
You know what I'm saying?
That was respect to the Pope.
Exactly.
Man.
Or disrespect either one.
No.
Oh,
no.
We would never.
Yeah. We welcome Pope Frank.
How's everybody's weekend?
Okay.
It was good.
Yeah, I didn't do anything.
I did stuff. It was good. I had a great weekend.
That's good.
You're going to say, what did you do?
Now you're learning.
So, my niece called and asked me to come to her 4-year-old son's birthday party. And I was like, I am too old to be going to a birthday party. You're his aunt. You should be there. I was like, okay. So I went to the party and black people party. We had drinks and played cards and had a great time while the kids was in the moon bout. So it was awesome. That's it was awesome. Grilled food. It was the best. So yeah, good times.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is way better than last weekend.
It is. Don't even mention last weekend. Yeah, this weekend was much better. Yeah, let's forget it. I might cry.
Cool. Moving on. Y'all had a good time.
I had a very good time. We did. All my family was there, and We decided we're going to have like a Halloween party, and we're going to have a family trip to Great Wolf Lodge or somebody.
The drinks kicked in. After the drinks
kicked
in.
All that shit going to be popping until they say, all right, so we need everybody to put in 200.
It actually was 136.
And then them plans was
out the window. And everybody was already looking like, what, 136 per person? We were like, yeah, per person. So we'll see what happens in another month.
Or what doesn't happen.
After they sober up.
No one's it's already started canceling. Yeah, people already start canceling.
Damn, black people.
I know,
right?
See, it's hard drinking, having a good time.
Being
then
black.
Being
black.
Right.
So, yes, that was my weekend.
I had a pretty good weekend, too, man. We celebrated my mother-in-law's birthday.
Okay.
Happy belated birthday, Mama Missy.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, we had a pretty good time over there. Although I didn't really want to go.
Okay.
You know, but it was okay. It was okay. Nah, because, you know, the type of work I do on the weekends, I just want to chill. Give my body a chance to just chill for a couple of days before I get back into the manual shit, you know. But it never works. But it was okay, though. It was pretty good.
You know, they say a body in motion
stays in motion.
All right. That's what they say.
I've seen that commercial, too.
Well, all right. It stayed in motion. That it did. Brian?
Well, I mean, my weekend was good. First and foremost, HTTR motherfuckers, I mean, you know, that was a weekend within itself, and the myriad of 10, 11, 12, 13 double shots of Apple Crown.
Well, oh, is that why that bottle's halfway
and
empty?
Three blood. No, this was at the stadium.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, club level, the bar stays open 2 hours after the game. Who knew?
Cool.
I know now.
Yes, you
now,
do.
Your girl's post makes sense now.
Oh, I crab walked the fuck out of that stadium. Mm. Ooh.
Well, August.
Lord have mercy. It's so funny. The day after a drinking binge to just get caught up. Mm. Yo, what was your message about? What are you talking about? I haven't talked to you in 4 months. No, you called me yesterday and you was ranting about something. disregard that.
You said something about no more Romo. What did you say?
No, I didn't say anything about Romo.
Oh, okay. I thought that's
if you read my post, I do not praise Romo getting hurt. Because I want Romo to be there. I want to beat his ass. I want him. I want Chicken Foot. I want all of them to be in the game.
Who's that?
I want to whoop that. Because you know that's what's going to happen. As soon as you beat him, because you're going to be
No Dez Bryant.
Right. So, you know. Yeah, I'll get into that loser talk. Mm. I want you there. Beat that ass.
Yeah, he's going to be there, though. All right. 8 to 10 more games.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I don't know why it just popped in my head. Did somebody put on 15's page? Knock, knock.
Oh, yeah.
Who's there? Owen. Owen who? Owen 2.
That's good. That's good.
That is good.
They go fuck around be calling. Oh, dirty birds. What's wrong with them?
I was like, let me just like this post and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
I can hear him now. Listen.
No, it's man, listen.
Yeah, okay.
Peripheral.
And shit.
Yeah, peripheral.
Peripheral.
You
just had a bad game.
Right.
Or two of them.
Right.
At least two.
Well,
oh, my God. What a weekend.
Well,
I guess.
Wait.
Oh, that's more news.
Okay.
Just then.
Breaking news at 11.
Right.
I looked at the Dallas game and what they played Dallas and Philly, right? Mm-hmm. And there were so many people that was hating on Dallas. And I really started to wonder, is it that guys, of course, in particular, really hate Dallas because they're winners?
But they're
dare
not
I
winners.
Say, wait. Or do they hate Dallas or hate the fans that love Dallas because they're not true Dallas fans? Like, because there was a lot of people that was like, oh, Dallas sucked. And everything they did, even though they like totally whipped Philly's ass, they were just like, oh, Dallas stinks. And I really started to wonder, why is that?
It's a mixture of everything. I mean, you're going to have your Dallas haters.
You know, just flat out haters.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Then you're going to have your people that despise the displaced refugee Cowboy fans because they are more or less front runners and they just picked a team that was hot in the 90s.
Exactly.
And thought that they was going to be hot forever, but, you know, they don't have a shred of fucking common sense to know that everything comes in, you know, everything goes full circle. You guys are hot now. You're going to be sucking at another time. Right. You know, it all comes back around.
Okay.
So
all the people that were hating, however, were Redskins fans. And I'm just wondering, are they
where you were? Let's
where
be specific.
I was.
Thank
where
you. Let's,
I was.
Where you were. So address your family and
friends. No, I was not with family and friends. I didn't know any of these people. Okay. But they, you know, everybody was represented with their different jerseys. There was
okay, but you're on enemy territory. You do know that, right?
Is that what it is?
Yes, okay. You do know this is Redskins territory.
So
yes,
we're going to hate no matter what.
That's our pretty natural
much.
Rivalry.
Okay. Pretty much.
Okay. I was just wondering.
That's how that works.
Well, thank you.
And there are a plethora of reasons why we hate Dallas and Dallas fans.
A plethora. I like it.
Especially, this reason number one for me are those Dallas fans who were born and raised here in D.C., who've never been to Dallas before, no relatives in Dallas, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're Dallas fans.
They suck the most.
Yeah, okay. That burns me up.
Yeah, I was
that
intrigued
really
by this.
Heats my shit. Oh, it really does. It makes smoke come out and shit like
that. I was intrigued by that like elbow that one of the Dallas Cowboys gave Philly. It was something. He was like out. So yeah. All right. Boo, we hate Dallas.
Don't she sound like Coming to America? It was the most exhilarating game.
All right.
One man had advanced the ball.
Right. He kicked the oblong ball through the two goal posts.
Oh, I felt there like that.
3 points.
Anyway, let's get the show started, y'all.
Do it. Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hi.
My man Lee Daniels is getting sued. Okay? Yeah. Now, it's, you know, ever since Empire blew up, everybody been coming at my man. But anyway, he was doing an interview, okay? And he said, you know, people need to stop tripping over Terrence Howard. You know, he ain't done nothing different than what Sean Penn and Marlon Brando did. I think when he was talking about that, I'm pretty sure when he was talking about that, he was talking about, you know, Terrence Howard putting his hand on his wife and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, Sean Penn suing him for $10 million. He said, yep. He said, man, that shit is slanderous. And, you know, him and Marlon Brando, you know, they're good people, man. They're good actors. And, you know, they've contributed money to causes and everything, you know. But back in the...
Could still be an asshole.
Real quick, guys.
Right?
Let me answer.
Break it down.
Is it slander if it really happened?
I don't see how that could be true.
That's what I thought. I thought if it happened.
It was real.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like... Now, back in the 1980s, Sean Penn was allegedly brutalizing Madonna. That's what they said. But charges were never, he was never charged with that. Not saying he didn't do it.
Right.
Absolutely.
Saying and that may not be the only person. Because he used to be pretty violent back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Paparazzi would always catch him doing stuff. He would always be mean and beating them up. So I'm like, sir,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you may
million?
Not.
If it quacks like a duck.
You know what I mean? I mean, you may not be that person anymore.
Right.
He ain't getting no money. They ain't going nowhere.
They ain't going nowhere?
Nah.
Not all 10 right. million.
He ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't think so either. I don't think so either. Well, okay. Moving on. Let me see. Your boy Drake opened up a new restaurant. It's called Frying's. Okay. Now, from what I saw, what I heard.
Spell it.
Frank, F-R-I-N-G. Fring, is that Frings? 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 F-R-I-N-G? Frings?
Oh. Just gonna let him just wallow in that one.
Well, what is it, motherfucker?
Continue.
Okay, anyway, moving on. Serena caught a jet to Canada. Okay, to catch out, to catch the opening of it on Monday night. And she hooked up with Drake's mom. So they were there, they were at the restaurant and everything, chilling. So, I don't know. This might be getting a little serious with Serena and Drake. You meeting the parents and shit. You never know. Well, I don't know, but they've been job hooked up for a while now.
Now, speaking of suits, though, I think he might be getting one for the name of that restaurant. Because there was another chain that had that sort of coined that term before. I can't remember which one. It's one of the parlor-type restaurants. Like Johnny Rockets or something like that, that had Frings, which is a combination of fries and onion rings.
So it's kind of like the same concept then. Burgers, like you said, fries, onion rings.
Right.
Boo.
We'll see.
Hopefully he did his due diligence.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck, dude.
Because Daniel Schneider, Well, no, he doesn't own Johnny Rockets anymore. He sold it.
Oh, good, because I heard it wasn't doing very well, though.
Yeah.
That's probably why he sold it.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, they like the bottom line with all them people. If they ain't making no money. You gotta let it go. Let me see. Moving on. For all you Tupac fans, his lyrics for Johnny put out back in 1996. Yeah, his lyrics for Ambitions, AZ as a writer. Back in 1996, his lyrics will be sold starting at $47,000 on September the 29th at Sotheby's auction. So all you Tupac fans, man, scrape your money together and get your ass out there and get it. It may be worth some money back, some days from now. A year or two, maybe. Three. You know what? Me and this guy had a discussion on the dock the other day. This Bama really thinks that Tupac is still living. You will be surprised. He stuck to that shit too. I mean, he was adamant about that shit too. I was like, okay, dog. Okay. He was like, nah. He living down in Jamaica somewhere with his mother and his sister, and they got all this stuff, man. He don't need to come back up here no more. I was like, okay. Right, man. Okay.
It's like Elvis.
Yeah,
he's,
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's still alive.
You'd be surprised.
No,
man.
He's dead.
That's what I say. He gone. He coming back.
Mm-mm. Neither's Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how many of y'all would like to see Lil Wayne's sex tape?
Ew.
Yeah, anyway.
Just for clarification, the name of that song was Ambitious as a Rider.
Okay. But look, Lil Wayne got a sex tape that's going around. It's being shopped around by adult film companies. Okay? Now, this is an anonymous source, of course. But, a lot of people, checking it out. Well, a lot of the anonymous film people just looking at it. They checking it out. But it's Lil Wayne saying he's not going to, endorse the joint. Or he's not going to promote it at all. So he's not signing off on it, so... Maybe it's not gonna happen, but you said you'd like to see it though.
I did not say that.
Yeah, I thought you said
no.
Oh, was that Shawnee?
Hell no. Hell to the no. To the no.
All right now. That was
real. Nah, for real. No.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is turn on Discovery Channel or National Geographic.
Wow.
You can see a lizard fucking anytime you want.
Okay. Oh. All right.
Not nice.
Anyway, he getting real nasty with it. He getting real nasty with him and two mysterious women. So, you never know.
I mean, Ray J and Kardashian did pretty good. But
yeah, how about
I don't know
that?
About Lil Wayne. He's not somebody I want to see.
But mm-mm. Wayne, he already caked up. So he probably don't need that in his life,
He's going after money from Birdman. So yeah, he wants all that money. If there's money to be had, you want it.
You going that way?
With it. You ain't gonna just let a million fly because you feel you don't need it.
Right, right. Well, how much you think he? I mean,
not that much.
Not that much.
I think those days are over. I think Tommy Lee and then who's the other one? Kardashian. I think they probably. I don't think anybody's gonna eclipse that. Yeah. But I'm saying it's like as that stuff becomes more and more prevalent, it's not that exciting to want to see it.
You can find it for free.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not excited.
Somebody gonna make it.
Mm. Yeah, Lil Wayne can keep it. Yeah.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That concludes my diagnosis. Hey. I think we said it before. Welcome, Pope Frankie.
Welcome.
To the D.C. area, man. Hope Woo-hoo. You enjoy. And you're going to mess my day up tomorrow, but that's all right. That's all right. We have the holiness around us. Stay tuned. Got a lot of more?
Yep.
Well, all right. Here you go. This episode of Hood Times is taped before a live podcast audience. Playing the part of Selma is Dammit Gina.
So goddamn happy about.
Oh, hey Ray, it's just another beautiful day.
Now wait a minute, I'm sitting here unemployed, thumbing through this goddamn newspaper, and what makes the day so beautiful for you about?
Yeah, Ray, can't you feel it in the air? Love is all around us, Ray. Black love.
Well, I don't feel it. And I don't want to hear it, so put a lid on it.
All right, if you insist. But it's all around us, and even your anger can't stop it.
La la, la la la, la 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 la. Love is in the air.
God damn it, boy, you too?
What is all this noise out here? I can't be miserable in peace, damn.
Girl, what the hell is wrong with you?
I'm sick and tired of these so-called men thinking they want a real woman when all they are doing is playing games.
Now, baby sis, let me give you some advice. See, if one dude ain't getting the job done, just move on to the next. People are doing it all the time.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard. No real people do that.
Sure they do. Look at my boy, Crude Man C. You know, he had nice ladies in Ohio and Indy, but then he rocking them busted chickens and heads in Philly, man.
Junior, what the hell you talking about?
Look, don't forget my man Martin Curtis. He did the same thing. He left the sexy-ass girls in Cali to went to wallow with them Philadelphia chicks. Y'all know, more I think about it, you're right, sis. That don't make a goddamn bit of sense. Well, what the hell is wrong with him?
Yeah, that's some of the dumbest shit I ever heard. Baby girl, things ain't always going to go right, and you're not always going to win. But you stick in there and fight. Look at your mom and me. Lord knows times have been hard, but we still here, strong as ever.
See, Ray, love is in the air. Black love.
Just unfolding the tinfoil, watching the crack hairs roll, thinking how it all gonna spark this time.
Good times, good times. Get out of bed with your brokers. We won't get paid by itself.
Nigga, you ain't laid on.
Good times.
Your man don't get it fucked up.
Good times.
Instagram and job searching.
Good times.
Welcome back to the Indeep Show. This is your man, Big B. Got the Queen Neen with us today. I got the Doc with us today. And I got Dammit Gina with us today. Woo! Hope you guys are enjoying the ride so far. It is time for us to talk back to you talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do. First and foremost.
Yes. What?
Y'all smell that? That's that good love, y'all. That is that good, good love. Checking in today on the Black Love Tip. Mr. Mr. Who should I do first, Queen?
The first one we talked about.
The first one
we talked about.
I was gonna say something for later. All right, but they're both misters because guess what? The chicks ain't checking in.
Oh,
Well, male takeover.
But we ain't gonna talk about the ladies. Yes, we are. Just wait, we're coming to that part of the show. All right, checking in on Black Love first is Mr. Rude Boy M. Did y'all see Rude Boy's picture?
I did.
He all bunned up. Mm-hmm. And that's that new bum bun.
Mm-hmm.
That's that new bum bun. Them buns still sticky. That's that new bum bun.
Well,
all right. Oh, I love it.
You remember he's engaged.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's that newness.
Cool.
Oh, that was for them.
But I guess I'm just caught
you.
Up in the newness.
Was all sweet and
but
truth
be told, I think she is one. Yes, Rude Boy. I love it. Guess who else checked in?
What a deal.
Ooh.
And I think my man is going to make a statement. I think my man BTG is going to make a statement. BTG dropped picks.
Uh-oh, nephew.
He dropped picks, y'all.
He did.
Woo, man. And you know what? You know the great thing about the picks that are coming in? they seem to come in at the best time. Like right when someone wants to turn the corner of bringing the old me out and getting the complete shit smacked out of them. Mm. And I'm trying to find that moment of restraint. And I say there's no way, nothing's going to keep me from smacking the shit out of this person. And then that picture comes and I'm like, you know what? Love is in the air. Mm-hmm. Black love.
All right.
It's in the air.
Beautiful thing.
So yeah, man, y'all keep that coming. Queenie Queen, if they want to send in black love pics, where must they go?
Okay, first of all, don't send them in. Go to our fan page or our page on Facebook, In Deep Show, and just post that joint there. Yeah. Use the hashtag black love.
Right. Don't email us.
Yes, please don't, because it'll get lost and we'll never remember to
and this is,
talk about
this
it.
This is not for us and just to hold.
And we want to see it.
Right. Yes. This is to share with the right. listeners.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
So for the young lady out there, I know you want to post your pictures. Do not text them to random people that know nothing about technology, please. Go to In Deep Show on Facebook. Go to where, you know, people can post shit, and then post your shit.
Post it.
I saw the pictures. They're very cute.
So cute. Aww.
But we want everybody else to see it, too. Hashtag yes. Black love.
Hashtag.
Black love. Hashtag it. All right. Feedback.
Actually, before feedback. I just want to send a shout out.
I'm sorry. Queen is narrating this segment. I'm just excited. I'm sorry.
I know. Yeah.
Black love shit that got me.
I know. Open. Super excited. I just want to send a shout out. And please excuse me if I pronounce or mispronounce your name wrong, ma'am. To Isha, I think that's it. Murray, Miss Murray. She is our 500th person to like our page.
500th? All right.
Yay. Okay.
Cheers, girl.
So, Miss Murray, if you'd like to receive some idea swag, hit us up.
Swag, bitches.
Hit us up. You can hit us up on the fan page, or you can hit us up at indeepshow@yahoo.com and say, hey, it's me.
Yeah, send me my shit.
You know, and if you word it exactly like that, I might throw some extra in it. Just say, send me my shit.
I want it.
That would be super dope.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, all right. Super cool. And all of you people fresh out of Leavenworth that just want some free shit and going to act like y'all was number five, we're going to fact check all this shit. Mm-hmm. Doc won't be handling this fact check part of the show.
Yeah.
We will be fact checking.
Right.
To make sure you are.
Miss Murray.
The right one.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
Now we have some feedback.
Feedback.
Damn it, Gina.
All right. We have feedback from Chaz. Chaz states, man, money spent on a woman dating carries no favor if you have not committed your love and time to the relationship. Any money you spend on a lady should be done without expectations or strings. If you are not engaged or married to them, so if you are not actively in a relationship, then you are giving the green light to freedom for her to date possible others. And if that happens and you are still interested in her, the best thing you can do is tell her to keep your number, and if things don't work out, then drop you a line because you are still interested in her. Then leave it alone. You need to walk away after that. But definitely stop talking about the money portion of it and the aspects of money. You make yourself look more like a John than a James.
Mr. Chaz always mm-hmm. brings mm-hmm. the muscle.
He's bring the real.
Bring it.
Well, honey.
That's deep.
What else do we have, Big B?
No doubt. Let me see. Now, I'm going to put my early nomination in as this being some of the strongest feedback that we've had. Now, we've had some great ones. Don't get me wrong. Don't nobody get offended. But I'm just saying, this one kind of just hit home. All right. So let's go to that one.
IDS. Look, man. I got three things to talk about. It's BTG, by the way. The black love thing, phenomenal. Excellent. I love it. think I'm gonna post something like damn near almost every day. I ain't gonna say every day. I'll be lying. I'm washing dishes, nigga. So what? No, I think Big B came up with a good thing, man. I'm gonna continue to post some stuff, things like that. Keep that thing alive. People, let's not be stupid. Interracial counts. Doesn't matter if you white, black, purple, Hispanic, illegal. All that shit matters. Russian. The next thing is hood time. Yeah, I caught your joke, nigga. I caught your joke. It was clever. It was funny. There was no comeback. There was no comeback. That's not the reason why I didn't respond. The main reason why I didn't respond was because I've been, it's been football season. Nigga, the past 2 weeks, I just been, you know, my son playing. I got fantasy football. Niggas just watching football, college, betting, gambling. So, yeah, I mean, September, nigga, I'm done. I'm watching football. I'm focused. Other than that, no, the shit was funny. But I will get back at y'all. The next thing is Big B, come on, baby. Like, I feel you. I'm rolling with you because out here in Los Angeles, we in Los Angeles, Southern California to be exact, down here. You know, Fig, we got SC, Westwood, we got UCLA, like, Dodgers, Anaheim. Like, nigga, that part of Los Angeles, right? Where in the hell do you find a New England fan? A Seattle fan. Oh, and nigga, we got Dallas fans down here. But how? I say Kanye how. Nigga, how? And let me get, and I feel your pain because these niggas like Dallas fans. Now, I'm a Laker fan, so I know how ignorant some of us can get. But a Dallas fan and a Frisco fan, oh, I can't stand them niggas at all. And they will fight you. And they will fight you. And then you ask them, well, how long you been a Dallas fan? Some of these niggas say, well, look, I got family from Dallas. Like, that's my roots. Look, brother, my roots is from Texas, New Orleans, Chicago, Memphis. Like, I'm out here. I got family from those states and from those cities and or whatnot. But I'm still a Raiders fan. I'm still a Raiders fan. My mom bought me a Dallas starter jacket, the big one. Niggas was on with those. First of all, Southern California, so I, you know, God bless the day. I love you, mom. Why you buy me that jacket? It was like 89 degrees when you told me to put that jacket on, low key. But anyhow, she bought me a Dallas starter jacket. I wore it inside out. It's just being loyal to the soil. But look, I want you to send a personal message. I could have sent it to him. But it was just, I want everybody to notice, because I'm going to put these fans on blast, too. So, you know, every time I say something, Kmart going to say something. Every time I hashtag something, Kmart going to hashtag something. Every time I'm in the kitchen, nigga, you in the kitchen. So, Big B, you need to ask him, oh, this old eagle-ass nigga, that's from Carson, California. I know he going to go through his whole little origin. He gonna give you some little story like, oh, my great ancestors, you know, slavery, we connected like this, like from over here, and then that's why I'm a Philly fan. He gonna give you some bullshit story or whatever. But I honestly think that since the Cowboys got their own theme song, you need to come up with one for the Eagles, for these New England 9/11 conspiracy Patriot fans, for these goddamn Denver Bronco fans. For these Seattle fans, nigga, you weren't no Seattle Seahawks fan when Seattle was in the AFC West. Oh, you don't remember that, though, huh? Burnt out. Niggas don't even know who Ed McCaffrey is, though. But you a Denver fan. You don't even know who Steve Atwater is. I holla. So, look, IDS, nice chatting with y'all. I got the joke. The shit was mad funny. The black love, powerful thing. I think this shit should go all year. You might as well. I mean, it's getting to that time where niggas gotta snuggle up anyway. So we might as well press the issue on the black love. Hashtag black love. What up, Big B? What up, Mark? What up, Queen Neen? Who knows where Drew Baby is? Also, hello to damn Gina, the new person. Although we need to go at it at a quick debate though, because you be on some feminist devil's advocate type shit, be trying to save these women out here. Like, nah, ain't gonna be no Captain Savers no more. But yo, much love. Keep doing your thing. You know I'm the number one fan. Big B, can you give these niggas my sound effect? All right, I holla.
Well,
old nephew okay. strikes again.
That was almost a can I talk my shit?
How about that?
The extended version.
Right, right.
I told you he came with it.
Yeah, he sure did.
He did.
He didn't miss a beat either.
Man. Damn,
he is all up and through this episode.
Now,
touched on everything.
There were a multitude of shots fired.
Oh, my.
Wow. Damagina, do you want to respond to them?
Well, I would only respond to say thank you so much for responding. I stand by every damn thing I said.
No, that's right.
And if you want to debate about it, call when I'm actually here and we can debate about it live. I'm not scared. Oh, yeah, I stand by everything I said. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saving a hole because that's what you were implying. I'm saving, you know, those people out there who don't have a voice. That's who I'm saving.
She's not saving hoes. She's saving hopelessness.
Bullshit.
What you on that one?
Hey, Brian, what's that sound, Joe, you say? I know you heard that. Or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them don't just leave a message. Bring that shit live.
Oh. Ooh.
Time to get live. Live like a wire.
Oh, shit.
There we go.
There'll be feedback next week.
Oh, no, there might be a damn show hijack next week. Keep calling them out.
I'm ready to hijack this mother.
Yes, yeah, so we did hear you washing the dishes. I mean, you could have waited like 5 seconds before you finished that plate, that cup, and that knife and fork. I mean, come on, dog.
Right.
Damn.
Sir socks a lot.
Old nephew. That's my dog.
And then, you know, there was some feedback to that feedback. Oh. Someone wanted to know, they said that he had made reference to a certain song or whatever, and they didn't know what song that was. Oh. Yeah. I know. I just played that for the first time. Ain't nobody could feedback to that. All right. I just needed an excuse to play it.
Got it.
There you go.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. To respond to that, sir. Oh, it's in the works. Oh, it's in the works. I will send much love to all of the NFL refugees. You know, I'm gonna try my damnedest to bring it with the same strength that I bodied Moody with.
Wow.
On that Moody takeover drink. There was another piece of feedback.
Okay.
Somebody wanted to know if we were ever gonna do another parody.
Why are you looking over here?
Heart.
It's like a mirror. I can look at you to see what he's thinking about. That's all it is.
I wouldn't even. Okay.
Yeah.
And then do with that dog.
Just tell him yes.
I guess I better get to work, huh?
I guess you better.
All right. So we got one more.
Gina.
What show seems to not be complete without some more feedback.
Oh.
Hi, IDFM. Caller. I just want to say you guys are different. That's why I love the show, and I'm constantly calling. And for you, Doc, I don't want your job. I just like to drink with you on your job. You guys have a wonderful day. This is Consistent Caller. Bye.
I wonder who that was.
That's what's up.
Right. I know, right?
Okay.
She was very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she was.
All
she
right.
don't want your job.
She just want to drink with you on the job.
Cool, man. Hey, come on. I'm always drinking on the job. That's why I love it.
Best job ever.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Queen, somehow I feel that's going to be the episode where we just turn the lights off and lock the door behind us.
Oh.
Just you record.
Have a whole nother show.
Just record till they pass out.
You need a cot and a blanket. Hello.
Hey.
Paramedics.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. Clear.
She say paramedics. I don't think we're gonna need no paramedics.
Mm-mm. Uber.
Uber. Uber's good. I love Uber.
Perhaps. Perhaps.
But I wonder what gives her the idea that like Mark be drinking on the show.
I don't know.
Was it that big ass sip he just did? Or could it have been the tsh? I mean, I'm not mm-hmm. sure.
I mean, has he ever like said anything drunk
those
on the
are
show?
All sound effects, by the way, people. If you hit the right buttons, we get it. Are you drinking on the job?
Goddamn. Oh, you only have one button to push. I have 75. Oh,
okay, we'll get them right then.
I know, right?
Right after you get your one button, I'll work on all of mine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Welp.
Because you hit another wrong button, didn't you?
No, sir.
No. Okay.
All right. So, yeah. Feedback.
Woo, doggies.
Well, not feedback. We did all the feedback, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Well.
Let's get into today's little ditty to talk about.
No.
Now, this one is interesting because it comes.
Oh, boy. Do I need a pen?
It comes in a couple layers.
Oh, Lord.
This here one is interesting. And you know what? Before I even read this topic to discuss. Mm-hmm. Don't be no suckers, y'all. Just put it out there.
Man, stole me out with all that shit, Debo.
I'm just saying, though. Because people, you know what? People be all, they all close up to their earbuds and tweak the audio joints. And, you know, they all ready to hear it. And then as soon as they hear it, they be like, oh, no. You can't hear that, man. Be that man. Be that woman.
Oh, boy.
And send in your response. You know.
Oh, you talking about the listeners?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you talking
you
about.
You too in a minute, nigga.
You going to be first.
Bring it, nigga. Come on. Like, I ain't never ducked no goddamn question.
Lies.
Here we
did
go.
Did you listen to that last episode?
I know.
No, I didn't.
No. Okay. Okay. No, don't say nothing, Queen. I want to hear him answer this one today. Here we go.
That shit probably was made for me, too.
We all have our fantasy star crushes, but realistically speaking, what star is your ultimate type? Why? And if you're married, how close did you come to the person that you're with to your actual crush?
You going to go? Because I already got like two people in my head. That's the fantasy star crush.
Well, back in the day, it used to be Janet Jackson. That was my star crush.
Mm-hmm. And how close did your finished product come to it?
Not as close as I would like, but it's grown to be pretty much that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as far as, you know, the body and everything, it was pretty close at first, you know. But over the time, over the years and stuff that we spend together, man, it grew far beyond that. I mean, her intellect, her ability to put up with my shit. I just, you know.
That says a lot.
Grown to love her more than I would probably Janet. She probably wouldn't have put up with that much.
We have
no,
proof of that.
She would not.
So once again, let me go through this one more time. We all have our fantasy star crushes, but realistically speaking, what star is your ultimate type? Why is that person your ultimate type? And if you're married, how close did you come? Or in dating, have you had that type, and how was it?
Okay, well, I have a list. My fantasy star, I'm going to put this joint plural, crushes Idris. Yeah. Dude that's married to Lisa Bonet.
Oh my God. Conan the Barbarian.
Oh, the dude that plays Thor. And he's a little young, but the Asian dude that's in America's Next Top Model. Season 2, cycle 2. He's a little young. But yeah, I can list probably like some more stuff, but I'm just going to go ahead and stop on those. You said why? Because all those dudes are hot.
Sexy.
Yes. Yeah. All of them. And I'm an equal opportunity dater, so hey. I didn't hit the...
Okay, and how close in your dating life have you come to any of those people? And how was it?
Well, dating life, no. Not him either. I mean, I've, you know, dated, of course, black guys. I don't know what Lisa Bonet's husband is. What is he, Hawaiian or something? I don't know.
I think he's Samoan? A mixture. I think he's black, Hawaiian, white, all kinds of stuff. He is just.
I mean, I dated a white dude, but he did not look like Thor.
He was in not Spartacus. He was in Game of Thrones too. Her husband was,
I mean, it's never too late. So, I'm just saying, it's never too late.
Anything's possible.
All right. Damn it, Gina.
Why I gotta be next? I thought it was gonna be you. Boy, girl, boy, girl.
He always does that. He always does that.
I may get the names a little messed up. I'm not good with names. I'm good with faces. But I think it's Boris Kojo. Did I say that right? His wife actually was on a talk show, and she was saying how he is really, he is as great as his characters, that he really is a great husband, he's a great father, and that he is good to her. How true that is, I don't know, but that definitely made him more attractive outside of the fact that he is just gorgeous. Morris Chestnut, he is... of course, attractive. He's chocolate and sexy, but he's a great actor, and he has this appeal about him that I like. I don't know. I think that's it. He's never, you know, like I was going to say Wesley Snipes at one point, but he actually belittled black women, and that turned me off completely from him. Morris has never done that that I know of. So I would say those two. Have I ever come close to it? I've met some great people in my time dating and in relationships. I would say I've come close, but whether it was timing was wrong, whether I wasn't ready, the person wasn't ready, it never came to fruition.
Visually, you dated people that...
I've dated.
We don't need to hang out together because clearly I'm with the wrong goddamn people.
I've dated maybe one Boris and maybe one.
You say he was boring.
Boris. Excuse me, I got choked up. Maybe one, but everybody else was just, you know, normal and average, and that's fine. You're not going to run across a Boris and a Morris every day, but in terms of personality and, you know, just how they move you, yes, I have run across that, but like I said, it just did not work out, clearly, because at this point.
Yeah, personality. Blah, blah.
I'm not married, so I clearly have not found it. So there you go.
You want to be married?
I do. I do. Okay. I am definitely, I am ready for love.
All right, so staying on track.
Yes, there you go, moving on.
All right, okay.
Everybody else was feeling it? Yes,
okay.
Proceed.
Sorry, honey.
Yes, sorry.
Okay.
All right. So for me, my list is short. There's only two people that I can think of off the top. so funny. I would say first and foremost, Layla Hathaway.
Okay. I can see that one coming.
My perfect Layla would be somewhere in between her first album and maybe 10, 15 years after. But present day Layla, oh, she all the way live too. She, you know, she can get it.
That's so kind.
And my other would be Sanaa Lathan. Mm.
Do I know you or do I know you? I knew those were going to be your two.
Yeah. Mm. And I would say, how close have I ever come to that? Two people come to mind. One, I would say, was super close. But definitely didn't hit the mark. And another one, I would put money up against, probably could take him.
Oh.
And I fucked that one up big time. Mm. Yeah. Arrogance can be a motherfucker when you're in your
20s. You know what?
Yeah, it can.
You know what somebody told me one time and I never forgot it? They said, ego is a motherfucker.
It is.
I remember that. The ego is a motherfucker.
And I won't get into that touching story unless you guys write in to InDeepShow at yahoo.com. Then I will indulge you next week with the story of how my ego fucked up me possibly being with a complete dying piece.
Was it your ego or your assholism?
It wasn't my intoxication.
Nope.
Okay.
Is my phone ringing?
Hello.
Don't come for me, right. Boy. Locked and loaded back in.
Loaded.
Oh, that was
the key word.
Literally and figuratively. I would let
damn
one
Gina.
I would clear this room one more time. No. I mean, but seriously, answer your question. I was a complete dick to her.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Complete and utter.
That's what I said.
And lesson learned.
Well, I will say this.
But the difference is she didn't deserve it. Mm. Some others beg for it on a daily basis.
Mm. In your opinion, they beg for it, but they may not have actually begged for that? It.
And while you over here co-signing, yes, see where my finger's pointing, and stay out of grown folk business.
No, you're fine. You are fine.
I'm fired?
Yeah, I said fine.
That's coming too.
Jesus Christ. I said
that's
fine.
Coming too. Don't worry about it.
Fine. She's like, okay, bye.
I know. Bye.
The IDS show will be holding auditions, folks.
She's already ready. God
the IDS show. Go to the fan page.
The IDS show.
If you can't hear it, go to Squeak Audio.
Get your earbuds here.
Right,
I would like to
you
just
can learn the Squeak Audio mantra within one
hey,
month.
Hey, worldwide. Shipping worldwide.
All right.
What
time?
How many shows has this been?
Three. Two,
that's good.
One. I mean,
it's got to be five by now.
And for Doc, it's been 300. What?
And I still
72.
Don't know.
I would just like to add there, just based off what you just said, there is someone out there that I once dated a long time ago, and I was really young, and you can't really appreciate, I believe, whoever your person is that you would say, oh yeah, I would have loved to have dated that person. I think when you're super young, like there was someone in particular that I liked, but I didn't know how to handle the relationship and what he was bringing to the table. And I hurt his feelings. And, you know, I would just like to say, I'm so sorry.
Quinn, I got one coming right behind you. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, it's kind of like a tie-in because I'm wondering, is there somebody out there that you think that would say the same thing about you? Like, they would think, you know what? I really messed that up with Mark. I really messed that up with, damn it, Gina.
How much time you got?
Oh, okay. Should I say?
Nigga.
Okay. Oh.
Okay.
I will put addresses out that motherfucker,
damn.
Too.
Okay, so I'm going to take that as a yes from you.
Yes.
I got the emails to prove it. I swear to God, I will post them.
Wow.
Okay, we're not doing
it. I'm just saying.
We're not doing it.
I'm just saying, people ain't going to believe me.
I think there are people out there that probably have regrets, but there are also probably people out there who don't realize, even still, that they kind of messed up and don't really understand why. It was messed up. So I would probably say, yeah, some people realize it, some people don't, and some people it takes a little time to realize, you know what, I really kind of messed over that girl, and I don't really know why, or I think I know why, but I really don't. So I would probably say yes. There's some people who say yes. There's some people who probably be like, oh, no, I ain't tripping off her. It just depends.
Can I throw the big B curveball in here?
Oh, here we go. Asshole.
Can Mark answer?
Nah, go ahead. Do what you got to do.
Oh, I didn't see him. The computer's in there.
Nah, I was just doing that. Go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah.
I forgot my damn question. Now. Thank you, Shannon. I remember now. Have you ever had a dating situation where you were like, even though you may not have shown it externally, internally, you were like, get the fuck out of here. You want to fuck with me? Like, that person was just so all that you was just like, nigga.
No.
For real?
No.
Me?
I'm a prize, goddamn it. No.
Exactly.
No, now, if one of those dudes from my list happen to pop up, I might be like, me?
You ain't so much of a prize at that point.
I will be like, me?
Morris?
All right. Like, you must have dialed the wrong number.
Right. Hello?
Damn it.
Wait, Morris Chestnut? Hello? Hello? Yeah.
Here we dial like a
mug. Right. You know, this is the queen,
Morris Chestnut.
The Indie Show.
Gina.
Yes.
What do you call nuts on your chest?
Breasts?
No.
I don't know.
Come on, it's not that hard.
What do you call nuts on your chest? Balls?
No.
Wow.
Testicles. I mean,
well, there you go.
Boobies.
Chestnuts.
Oh.
I understand. The slow buses. It's creeping around.
Hey.
I'll get you him.
You have
what
a
do
lot
you call?
Of
what do you call nuts on the wall?
Wall bangers. I don't.
It's not hard. It's almost like the first one I just said.
Wait, say it again. You can't catch me like this when I've been having alcohol.
Walnuts.
Walnuts. They're walnuts. Ah.
What do you call nuts on your chin?
Hello.
You've had two examples.
I've also had two really large drinks. Like, I don't know. Okay, balls on your chin would be chinny chin ball balls. I don't know.
A dick in your mouth.
Oh, I swear. Somebody get her
chinny,
helmet.
Chinny.
And send her ass home.
Nut.
Chinny chinny ball ball. I don't know.
Oh, God. All right,
thank you. Queen.
Woo. Yes, sir.
I think you've had, this is your third drink. Can you tell the people if they want to respond, how can they do that?
You may send your emails to...
Quote, she's had three drinks. Go ahead.
Don't, you know what? We all picked up on that.
I'm a professional. I'm a professional.
Whatever.
Don't. You can't follow.
Chinny, chinny, ball, ball.
She's still on the balls. She won't let the balls go.
I would not release the testicles.
Like balls.
I do. Oh, will not release the testicles.
Hold the balls.
I am done.
Oh,
so.
Queen.
Damn it, Gina.
I think you were going to say something.
Oh, okay. Yes. What was that? Okay. Hey, guys. Hi, guys. If you'd like to send your feedback or answer any of the questions, the 300 questions we put out there today, please send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Or if you'd like to send a voicemail, 202-750-1437.
That's 1-I-D-S. For you people that had more than two drinks.
Consistent.
Large drinks.
We're looking at you.
How about that?
I-D-S.
Ah. Should I read the question again for them? No, they can go back and rewind it.
We'll post it on the page.
We'll post it on the page.
Yeah.
Post it on the page. Yeah, put it on the page.
Shut it.
Okay. Interesting show.
You know that Asian dude is from Silver Spring, right? Going on America's Next Top Model.
He's close
he may
to
one
home.
Day hear this. I mean, he really is. He could be my son. because he's that young. But I mean, we're gonna look past that.
Yes, let's look way past that.
We're gonna look past that.
Way past.
Or if he has an older brother.
Wait, anybody ever seen Gigolos on Showtime? Like the old one? Well, I don't know if it's still on. But there's this Indian guy, and he's like, oh my God, he would be like my third runner up. But oh my God. If there was anyone you would pay. Okay, moving on.
Oh, cool, man.
You trying to go to Vegas? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh my God, I would love to go to Vegas.
Okay.
All right. I would love for you to go.
I would be actually, I would be kind of afraid.
I don't think I'd do it. I'm like, I'm talking shit now, but I think if I went, I'd be like, ugh.
You're like, no, random dick, no.
Oh, you want to give it to him?
No, probably not. It sounds good. No, here, but like in person, you'd be like, oh my gosh, she's been with a lot of people. We might have something. So, yeah.
Uh-uh. So you only you don't factor that into
when you make him your fantasy.
Excuse me, don't interrupt my fantasy. All I said was that he is just one with the earth and the water and the moon and the sky. And
what the hell?
He just makes it a overall orgasmic experience. What is not even glass? Touching shit, you.
Rose petals.
Well, all right.
Now it's in like, Gina's glass.
All right.
You want to give it a shot? Mm-hmm. Hey. You know, this is the no shot session in the room.
No shot.
You know what? Stop it.
The earth and the water.
Oh, I did give her a shot.
He is. He's very organic and orgasmic. And this is the Indian dude from Showtime.
Well, maybe he has been with a lot of women.
You can. I used to watch that show faithfully. My God. He was just long hair and just beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you had to pay for it. So I don't want to pay. So, yeah.
Well, just tell him get on a layaway plan. You know, just put a little bit on it.
I don't know if they put sex on layaway, but...
Hey, you know.
They probably do.
Put a little bit on it, and, you know, when you get enough, you can go on in. He'll come in.
Ew.
He'll come in and open the door and all that kind of good stuff.
I would love to know his name. Like, I have no
idea. Gina, two finger, one finger.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right. Is that the end? Two fingers. I would like to give two fingers to the IDS crew. Last weekend was really stinky. I want to say shitty, but it was really shitty. Aww. And you guys made me feel so much better without even trying. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it made me feel 100 times better once I left from here.
Aww.
I actually, after that, I don't want to follow up with a one finger. I'll leave it at the two fingers. Let's just leave it at being pleasant. Okay. I know.
You.
Doctor.
Oh, me. Let me see. Two fingers for the Pope being in D.C. We welcome you. Shalomun. Shalomun.
Oh, my. Shalabu. Not Shalomun.
Yeah. Yeah. One finger for this traffic I'm going to run into tomorrow, man, because my whole route is fucking downtown. So y'all pray for me. All my customers that don't see me tomorrow, don't blame it on me.
They'll see you Saturday. I don't know why you faking it.
Right. No day off for you.
But yeah, there you go.
Greeny.
Let's see. I'd like to send my two fingers. Well, I'm going to share it. Two fingers to you, Big B, for coming up with the hashtag Black Love, because people really are feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm feeling it too, really.
Yeah, it's super cool. And two fingers to Mr. Lee. Keep sharing them posts, brah. Keep sharing them posts. And one finger goes out to the Westin in Georgetown for not canceling the goddamn event. That was supposed to happen on Thursday. You moved that shit to Wednesday. And the thicker when the Pope was supposed to be here. So I had to cancel on you. And you suck. Because I was really looking forward to coming to that goddamn event.
Suck.
So boo to you, sir and ma'am.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Assholes.
Boo.
Yeah. Damn it.
Boo to you.
I'm appalled.
I'm mortified. Spell it.
I would like to give two fingers to... Literally, Sinead Latham. Oh, roses.
You think?
You hope.
It's my it's my fantasy.
Oh, that's true.
Hey, do your thing, huh?
Yeah. I mean, her fantasy, niggas got syphilis. And my fantasy.
Ew.
Good.
Wow. I don't think she's fantasizing about that.
No, I'm talking about your fantasy. About you. Miss Two Drinks.
Why I gotta be fantasy?
Two drinks and a shot. Two drinks and a shot.
Why don't you stick to your own fantasy, girl?
I'm saying, you the one that said the dude in your fantasy had Ghana Mashes.
I did not say that. I said he was the third runner-up, and if you looked online,
and you say you he probably has something.
He's gorgeous. He is gorgeous.
Did you not say he probably has something?
Uh-oh, I don't remember saying that.
Well, were you on the tape?
But he is attractive, and he is.
You always do it on me.
Constant caller. Did she say?
No one needs to call and tell me what I said.
Does she? Did she say?
I will listen to the show myself tomorrow, or day after.
That her fantasy has full blown.
You're wrong as hell. Wow. I'm sorry that I want two fingers in Sanaa Lathan, but like I said before, you didn't even hear Morris and Boris. See, you just glazed right over them.
You might as well just go ahead and have a threesome. Then you, their names can like merge together.
There you go.
And then it's like, right, you might be saying Morris, but really meant to say Boris, and it won't even matter.
Oh, there you go. Get them all together.
Oh, shit.
Two fingers.
Thank you, Queen.
Two fingers to our incredible listeners for, one, for giving of your time. As you might have heard me rail about before, the time is the most important thing in the world. And for you all to give it to us, that is a very special thing. And I do not take that for granted. So thank you for giving your time to this crew and letting us be a part of your life. And also to all the people sending in those black loves, man. You guys are really doing something special for me in my life where I am right now, giving me hope and faith that black love is still something that is real, something that is tangible, and something that is not out of reach. I thank you for that. You are my therapy. I would like to give one finger. Can I give a partial finger? I mean, I don't really want to give like a whole finger.
You
want to
kind of
I want this to be a motivational one finger.
I'm sorry.
What?
Can it be? Can, is there such thing?
I'm not a partial finger?
Let's hear it.
Where it's going.
Yeah, let's hear it.
For the ladies, for not stepping up on black love.
Maybe not a
get
finger.
Get your shit together.
Maybe they haven't found anyone they want to send a picture with.
Hey, ladies.
Yeah.
There you go, BTG.
Some of our listeners are married or in relationships. I mean, come on. We know that.
Maybe they're not happy.
We got, I mean, come on. We got people out there. Mm. Ouchia.
Captina Saver Hopeless.
Oh. Yeah.
I will back her up on one thing.
Captina Gina.
That Indian dude is hot as shit.
Oh, my God. I'm going to post his damn picture on Black
Woo!
Love.
Woo! And Photoshop your ass in it.
Oh, my God.
Just be like,
jeez. Black love. Black Indian love.
He's an actor, isn't he?
No. He's just a gigolo. He sells his body for money. It's unfortunate, but my God.
And that's where your fantasy is.
You know what? You totally skipped over the first two.
Hey.
Asshole.
Buy what you want.
All right, y'all. Damn it, Gina's fantasies are at the Whitman Walker Clinic.
You wrong for that.
You are wrong.
You know who is in the Whitman Walker Clinic. You wrong
not
for that.
Not to mention, I didn't say anything about your little fantasy.
How you doing?
And she's dating with friendship. What's that dude's name, the little rapper guy? The one that you're talking about.
French Montana.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Him, and he probably got credit.
Rico,
wow,
and that's your fantasy with your two fingers. Sanaa that.
I want to.
That chick's in Sanaa that.
I will make
fingers
sure.
Come
I will
green,
make sure that me and Miss Lathan donate to the clinic to keep you. All your fantasies alive for three more weeks.
Oh,
Gina.
Don't put that on the Whitman Walker Clinic. He's in, L.A. or Vegas.
Oh, fuck all that.
I hear lawsuit coming.
Doctor.
Uh-huh.
We got to go, but we like to say.
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
You better get